5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Mercedes. I was calling. I have a story for you all. I have actually many, many different stories. I always hear people say that they are sensitive, and I would like to probably second that because I just, my father was very into while I was growing up, and I just never questioned him. I always believed him because he just was always, I would always see things with him. Just like miraculous things, not paranormal, I guess you could say. So I guess I'll go ahead and start out my story. This was back when I was in school, and I had a history, this was for history class. And I needed to, this is an extra credit, project that I had to do. And I had to go to the Shakespeare Museum, which was in D.C. So on my way there, pretty regular day, nothing crazy happened, just regular day. I took the metro from Maryland into D.C., and it's actually a really nice sunny day, and so I go, and I'm just wandering around because there's part of my project is that I have to go around and look around and fill out some questions for the different objects that were actually in the Shakespeare Museum. So I'm going around, and I'm looking at all these different relics of those times and taking my notes and whatnot. Didn't feel anything weird or nothing. So I went ahead and I went into the gift shop. So I was like, hey, what kind of cool trinkets might there be? I really, really love to see what's out there for me to buy, maybe take home something. So I'm attracted and really drawn to this bookshelf area. And as I'm walking over, I literally see a book come out of the shelf and fall right on. I was like, whoa. Now, mind you, this place, the bookshop, there was windows, but there's nothing open. It's not like the AC wind could actually pick up a heavy book and drop it from the top of the shelf onto the floor. Soon as this happened, before I could even think about what just happened and process what just happened, this woman in all black, with like really, she's an older woman, she has all black hair, and she has like really, her eyes were just like, they weren't red, they were like, around her pupils were really red, as if like she was like super high or something, I don't know. She just had like really red, where the white part of your eye is like really red. And then she says, oh, that tends to happen a lot when I come around. And before I could even like question her, because I, you know, I went down to pick up the book to put it back, I was like in mid speech saying, that's so crazy, how did this happen? I look back and she's gone. Like, I went to go look for her because I really wanted to be like, wow, like, what do you mean this happens when you come around? Like, I've always been really drawn to like the paranormal. I've always like felt stuff, and at that time I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. Then to find out that night they were going to be doing like the old 1800s like witch music thing. I don't even know how to describe what it is that was going on in that theater of the Shakespeare Museum. They were just like having, it was like old 1800s folklore music type of thing deal. I don't know. That's what was happening that night. So I was just like really intrigued. I was like, wow, it's so crazy. And then I was just like, it always stayed in my mind. Another part of this story, which is like, now it gets kind of crazy. Okay. Now it gets a little bit more crazy than what I just said. As I'm walking home, and this is kind of scary. I was raised, I'm trying to give you a little bit of backstory about me. I was raised Catholic. My father, my mother was a devout Catholic. My father, on the other hand, more on the spiritual side, he practiced Santeria. If you don't know what Santeria is, it originated in Cuba back when the slaves were in Cuba. They still wanted to practice their rituals, but they had to hide it from their, I guess, quote-unquote masters, because their masters wanted them to practice Christianity and Catholicism. So what they did was they disguised saints as the Orisha, which is their ancestors, which are basically the entities in which they pray to, and like the different spirits, I guess you can say. So that's what my father practiced. I was always curious because I've always been a believer. I'm not a skeptic at all. I've always believed in other things, other dimensions, other entities out there. So fast forward, right after I got out of that museum, I'm walking back to the metro. As I'm walking back to the metro, I seen a Virgin Mary statue in like clear day. The Virgin Mary had like I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Stigmata, but it's like the Virgin Mary, she was bleeding, her eyes were bleeding, and then she had like something in her like private area of blood, and it was like bleeding. It just looked really like evil. And then I had to like blink a couple times, it wasn't there anymore, but I seen it, and I knew what I seen. It was like a clear picture, and like, I wasn't high or anything. I shouldn't have been seeing that. But that had occurred in a time of my life where I kind of had like, it was kind of dark in a way. I was going through a lot of things. I was homeless. I was living out of my car and stuff, and I was in an abusive relationship, and it was like a dark time for me, but I made it. I'm in a way better place, and so that's one of my stories. I have a lot of other stories, I've never actually seen an entity like an apparition or anything, but now to come to think of it, I wonder if the woman that I've seen was an apparition. It wasn't like she was transparent. She looked like a person. Like she looked like a, like I could go up and touch her. Like she wasn't see through or anything, you know? So yeah. Sorry. It kind of brought me back to when it happened. Kind of got the chills. So yeah. Anyways, I'll definitely call back and tell other stories, 'cause I got a bunch of them, and, yeah, I got a lot more. I probably will hang up and call again. But thank you guys for everything that you guys do. I'm a 90s baby, so I have been watching Unsolved Mysteries and Ghost Adventures and all type of paranormal shows since I was little. Like, I've been so interested, and everyone thought I was like a nerd. And why am I watching this? And I'm just so happy that I can listen to you guys. I listen to you guys like every day at work. I just love you guys. You guys are great. Thank you so much. I'm not an EVP just yet. I just started listening to you guys. But I think I'll make that move like ASAP, because you guys are great and I want to support you in any way. So thanks, you guys, so much.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.